Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
But this is a really important one, Herbie. It's National Refugee Week here in Australia. A lot of people might not know about this. Ahead of tomorrow, June 20, is actual World Refugee Day. And the reason why I'm going to bring it up is because it's something that's very close to our region, a lot of people listening right now as well. What makes this area so unique and special is that we actually have one of the highest multicultural towns in Australia and one of the highest intakes of refugees right here in Shep.
Which is crazy. And it's something that I've noticed since moving here. Unbelievable. I love it.
And what I love is how much it works as well. Now, another reason I want to bring it up is because it's something that's very close to my heart. And that's because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my grandparents who actually came to this country as refugees. With my dad, his brothers and sisters as well. So my Zhush and my Zhushe, I can never say it right. They're my Albanian grandparents. They were fleeing the country many years ago in the early 60s. They arrived in Melbourne. Their situation was pretty awful that they had to leave and were very, very fortunate enough to arrive here in Australia. Shortly after arriving in Melbourne, they actually moved up here to Shepparton.
Really?
Yeah, and that was my auntie. She was born in the old Maroopna Hospital, where many people here were also born before it's, you know, obviously turned into what it is now. They then continued to move around the country chasing the trade work and anything my grandfather could get his, you know, hands on for work to support the family. We do live in the best country in the world here in Australia, and many people don't understand that and they take it for granted. I know that for sure. And that's why many refugees like my grandparents and like many people listening right now, they come here to take refuge in Australia to escape living the most unimaginable situations overseas, which I'm sure there's a lot of people with personal stories we could never relate to.
Oh, no. You're completely right there.
And that's exactly what a refugee is, someone escaping that and coming to a place like Australia to take refuge. And it does make our country even more, you know, beautiful, and especially at the moment when you take a look at the world with all the hate, the things that are happening in America and stuff like that. What I love about Shepparton, and I'm sure you've noticed it as well, Herbs, is that we have every nationality you could think of and all living in a small community like Shepparton or like the Goulburn Valley, and it works.
And getting along.
It's actually, if you think about it, that's probably one of the most beautiful things about our town.
Literally. I mean, it shouldn't be the case if you look at the world. People shouldn't get along, but here we just do.
There's problems everywhere, for sure, but it does really seem to work, and
it
love that.
It unites us.
It really does.
Instead of separating us.
It isn't an easy thing to be a refugee. I do acknowledge that. I know that firsthand through my family, what my grandparents went through shortly after leaving Shepparton. They moved up to Wollongong in New South Wales. That's where my Zhush was, he was killed. I have told part of that story before, and my Zhushe, she couldn't cope with the story. She was diagnosed with clinical depression. That's why I want to use this opportunity to acknowledge them, their situation, plus everyone else out there, to educate yourself and appreciate all the amazing cultures we do have in this amazing community and the refugees that do live here as well. And I also want to thank Australia as well, the people and the country, because like I said before, we do live in the best country in the world. I hate saying this. I want to acknowledge my grandparents, who I don't have a relationship with. I didn't get that opportunity, for coming here as refugees, the awful situation that they found themselves in. But that was a sacrifice they made so that I can live the life I live now as a son of a refugee, my father.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, Josiah. Beautiful. They would be so, so proud of you. And I think by doing that, a lot of people here in the Goulburn Valley can relate to that story because they have their own stories that they need to share with us.
It's very important. So, yeah, do celebrate tomorrow and acknowledge someone that you may know that is a refugee in our community for World Refugee Day tomorrow.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.